Biskowitz, Jakub. Jakub Biskowitz, or Jacob Biskubich, was a Polish Jew born in 1926. In his testimony of 5 June 1961 during the Eichmann trial, he claimed that he had seen the workings of the gas chambers at Sobibor with his own eyes, even though he wasn't working in the presumably cordoned-off part of that camp, called Camp 3. He managed to peek inside that camp sector at an opportune moment anyway. At this opportunity, he saw how the floors of the gas chambers opened, and the bodies were discharged into a train below, which brought them to a pit for burning, State of Israel, Volume 3, page 1184, quote. Yes, that is the fire pit, in which the victims, who were brought out of the gas chambers, were burned. After some time, a buzzing sound would be heard, the floor opened up, and the victims fell into the deep hollow below, and were conveyed in this little train into the pit, where the 80 men of Camp 3 were working, and they burned the bodies, unquote. Shortly thereafter, he denied having seen the floors opening up, however, but he insisted having seen that, quote, underneath the gas chamber, there was a hollow, which already contained bodies, unquote. His claims are rejected as false by the Orthodoxy, who insists that these chambers did not have collapsible floors with a train running underneath or through a hollow. The corpses were instead taken out of the chamber manually, sideways through a normal door. During his testimony on 9 November 1965 at the Sobibor trial, staged in Hagen, West Germany, he forgot all about collapsing floors and trains running underneath. Instead, he testified hearing engine noises instead. See the entry on Sobibor for more details, as well as Graf Q's Metonio 2020, pages 73, 77 and following, Metonio 2021e, pages 89-91.